All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, welcome to this week's show. This is Centaur Views. I'm No Sense.
This is Victoria. What's up?
All right, so remember to like, share, subscribe to the channel, to the show. We're on iTunes, Spotify,
Anchor.
You can always add our RSS feed to whatever app or anything that you're using to listen. We come out every Wednesday with a new podcast. So now we're going to go ahead and jump into our two cents. This might be a little bit interesting, Vic.
So my two cents this week is about the versus battle between Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. I wanted to say that I got my whole entire life together that night. What was that? Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Badu was like 30 minutes late.
You're not gonna do Badu because
Erykah Badu. I was like, "Where's Lauryn Hill?" Like.
First of all, Erykah Badu, we don't believe in the concept of time. We're going to see you when we see you. And everything flowed behind that. Like, you're not going to do Sister Badu. Like, we're not
going to I'm for real. When it got like 7:30, I was like, she must be going against Lauryn Hill. Like, because you know Lauryn be late. Lauryn be at New Year's at 12:30.
When New Year's came, when she came to Columbia that New Year, she was actually on time. And I was pissed.
She was late, but on time, though.
Well, then I was just late then.
Yeah, she was late, but on time.
Because I only got caught, like, a few of the songs. Nonetheless, I digress. It was fly because I needed this soul. I needed to be reminded. Like, Jill, I'm upset that she didn't play all of her all her hot hits. But it was not even a battle. I don't think nobody won. I think both of them shine, especially when Erykah phone went dead.
When the iPad went dead, yeah.
Yeah, when her iPad went dead, and then Jill played Tyrone for her, and I was like, look at that sisterhood right there. Without question, without anything, she went ahead and played this song. She waited for her. It just showed so much elegance and class, and showed that we, as black women, can get along. Even Erykah's little sly remarks where she started, I forget what song was played, Jill had played, and she was talking about, "You dirty bitch." And I was like, yes!
She was high. She was on some another level drugs, bro. She kept walking off screen. Like, yeah, she was on some stuff.
Well,
she was rambling a lot. Jill couldn't even keep up with her.
It's cool. Yeah, now I was listening to Jill after that. Like, I like Erykah. I've always been a Jill fan. I just got, started listening to Erykah Badu maybe, heavily. Like, maybe 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. I always listen to Jill, though. Jill, my girl. I think it found out to her. I pulled her birth chart, and she has Sagittarius moon. Aries sun, Sagittarius moon. That's why I connect with her. That's my girl. I give it all up for Jill. You talking about Badu pussy? What that Jill pussy do?
I think Erykah Badu might have had a cure for the COVID in hers.
It's just a Pisces. Now the Aries and the Sagittarius, you know.
I'm just saying, what she done changed. Andre wasn't even a rapper. This nigga turned into a rock star.
I don't want to be changed. I just want to be graced.
I'm just saying, we need to look at the possibilities. to uncover whatever we can to end this.
Erykah, she has some hits too. Some of the songs I didn't know.
She played some new stuff.
That's why
Jill was like, what's the name of that song? Because Erykah was just playing.
Long Day or something like that.
Yeah, she played two or three songs that was unreleased. Yeah. I guess she just was working on. Didn't get the concept of the battle at that point. She was so high.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. She didn't care. She was playing Bruce Lee in the background.
She sure did. And I sat here eating up. I did not move. I sat in my bed with the phone. First, I had my laptop, and my laptop was buffering. So I got on my phone, and I sat here for the whole 2-3, how many hours, and I just vibed out, tweeting and Facebooking, posting and shit. I loved it. I think you said you had an issue though.
Yeah, so that's my two cents. So you done with that?
Oh, I'm a rebuttal. You know that.
I mean,
I'm jumping in and like what?
But I'm just saying you done with the praises.
I'm good with the praises.
So,
Black Girl Magic.
My two cents is about the same battle, and it's not even. I'm not trying to bash Jill or Erica.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the concept itself. Just like you just said, when you were watching it, you were tweeting and Facebooking. Well, when I was watching it, my phone was streaming it to the TV. So there was nothing that I can do besides watch two people who are not DJs play their own music off of their iPhones, which was boring. I mean, if I played my mixtape when you came to my house, like, I'd be an asshole. So I don't get the appeal of that. Like, I understand the when they talk in between or whatever, and like the comments that like the other celebrities put in. But on a whole, is to me, I find it really boring that this is what our form of entertainment is. Like when Teddy Riley, when he had all the production issues, at least he was going to try to put a performance. I can understand that. But for like the people who's praising it and like it was a mini concert. No, nobody performed. They play the iPad. Like
they play their playlist.
Yeah, like
let me listen to this song.
Like my thing is, I would have just enjoyed like a playlist, like put it on Spotify, and like you said, if I was like playing a video game or I was able to actually do stuff on my phone and tweet about it, I probably would be less critical about it, but as your only form of like what you're doing is there with no distractions, it's a very boring aspect. I mean, you got to look at it like, okay, let's say, you know, last week we talked about if comedians did it.
Yeah.
So imagine if Mike Epps and Kevin Hart did it and they just like played snippets of their DVD and just you watch them laugh when you laugh.
Well, Jill being an Aries, they don't prepare for shit. Like,
no, but I'm just saying, imagine that, like, you would be like, what the fuck?
But you heard Erica, you can tell that Erica at least tried to mix hers down, because she didn't play all of her songs. Jill played all the whole
song. That's what I'm saying. These were amateur DJs playing their own stuff.
And maybe, but no, Erica DJs.
So Why do people talk about Kanye when he listens to his own stuff and he's an asshole and he's arrogant, but then they're doing the same
thing? But that's what I was just about to say. Erica is a DJ, so hers was mixed down. She didn't play the whole song, but Jill played all her songs.
But if I wanted
to... But that's the Aries in her, the egotistical...
But if I wanted to watch her, I would watch her perform. I can listen to her music. I don't want to sit there and just look at her and listen to her music. Like, what type of entertainment is that to watch somebody else vibe out to their own shit?
That's all we got.
No, we don't.
That's it. Y'all ain't got no sports. Y'all ain't got no.
Boogie, who was on the show.
Who?
Boogie, who was on our show. Boogie does something every Sunday night where he sings. He does covers of songs. He actually performs. That's entertaining. You just sitting there. That's like, what if I just, you know what? I'm going to start doing it. Let's do a versus battle. You watch Family Guy, I'm gonna watch Boondocks, and we gonna just turn the screens and let everybody see us watching TV. That's basically what they doing, yo.
That's not our fault that they got a raggedy ass. Cause Teddy Rock, they probably was like they wanted to.
But I'm saying Teddy was trying to do a performance. I can understand like why he was trying to do that. You're trying to engage people, and one thing that I noticed is, when the show started, there were over 750,000 people viewing.
Mm-hmm.
By halfway through, they had dropped to 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't going to stay intrigued when they get over that initial, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, if you're going to battle, bring something, you know, I know that you're playing it, but do something. Do like an acapella stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Babyface, like, he played his stuff on the guitar. Like, when you do something like that, it brings it in. But just looking at the people play DJ, I'm not on it. I'm not with it.
But like I said, Jill said that was her first live ever. Like, ever. She was not.
It was still boring.
She did not even.
She can sing. It don't matter. She's a singer. She can sing regardless. I'm pretty sure she has the instrumental to her own music. Come on now.
She would have. That's an Aries. She don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
And I didn't give a fuck about that. Like, I'm. Like, I literally. Like, I just. I left before it was over. I fell asleep. Like, I just could not take it. Like, my girl, she was into it, but she also had her iPad, her phone. She had other sources of things to react. Like, you know how much memes? I did a meme about Erica when it first started.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go back and do it. And, like, I'm making these jokes about stuff, and she's getting upset because she in heaven, you know what I'm saying? It's taking her back, which I can't understand how you get in the feeling. Do that when you're playing in the kitchen on Saturday when you clean the house then. Like,
you seem tight, bruh.
It's just boring, yo. Like, it's the shit that people find entertaining to me that kills me. Like, I understand they both brilliant artists, both beautiful women, but the whole concept is boring. And that's the first one that I watched, but that's why I didn't watch the other ones, because that concept of just watching somebody listen to something, it doesn't pull me in.
So you're not going to be there for Nelly and Luda?
Nah, I'll be there on the Spotify playlist. I mean, for what? I done heard. It's not like, what they going to... Okay.
It's nostalgic. Okay,
but exactly. I heard it already. Why do I need to watch you listen to something that I know the words to?
What? It's just the nostalgia. That's it.
I get that. But I listen to... If I like you, I'm going to listen to your shit regardless.
Because that show ran through all of Jill's
music. Exactly.
Saturday, Sunday. And they're
clean. And there's no Nelly song that I want to hear again.
Hot and... No. So hot and her.
No.
You don't want to hear... No. Shake it like a tail feather?
No. And I don't want to give me two per. No.
Oh, okay. I can tell by the way I walk away from Ryan.
Nelly and Luda have not had a hit record recently.
They haven't.
So, yeah.
So, it's going to bring it back. I'm going to be in there.
Okay. And so that's the thing. If I have something to do, if I have, like, my tablet up and I'm playing a game or whatever, that's fine. I can vibe like that. But as my only source of entertainment, yeah, I'm not. I'm a drink. It's going to drive me to drink and go to sleep. That's it.
Whatever. It was still, I think, one for the culture.
I mean, I give it to them, like, just...
Because you don't see two artists interact like that.
No, and that's the thing. I like the in-between stuff.
Yeah.
But it's that whole just watching somebody listen to their music part that... Like, you know, if you're watching a documentary and it's telling how they got to that. I like that part. Mm-hmm. But just that part, four minutes of just listening to something, especially when it's a song that you're not really vibing with or you don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because when Erykah Badu put something, it was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
And
well, there's only a few of her songs that I didn't know.
Well, I mean, but that's not...
But then I did have my phone, and I was on Twitter, and
yeah, you still had those distractions. Yeah. But it's just as your main source of entertainment. I do find it boring, and it may be an unpopular opinion, but do like I did. Just don't touch no phone or nothing, and see how you can get through this Nelly and Luda Chris thing.
I don't think so.
And then y'all exactly. They ain't coming.
I can do 3 hours of Nelly. I don't know.
You can do 3 hours of Nelly and Luda, and them not
do it
doing
for fun.
Their...
They do it for fun. Oh,
all right, well, we done spent 15 minutes talking about these black queens and the battle. And like I said, it's nothing against either one of them. It's the whole versus thing.
So maybe they should perform it.
Yes.
Nelly and...
Oh, no, I don't want them. No. I don't want rappers to perform that. No.
No.
Jill and Erykah should have performed their stuff.
Yeah.
No, I think the singers would be better. The rappers, we could do without it. And then don't bring no white people into it.
Please don't. I shared that shit. It's like nobody wants to see nobody.
I don't want to see Justin Bieber versus Justin Timberlake, like,
or Backstreet Boy versus NSYNC. Like, nobody wants to see that. Let's make sure that Timberland and Swizz keep that for the culture. That's us.
But all right, man, we're gonna let y'all get to the show. I know y'all ready to get to the end of this religion discussion. Hope you liked the first part. We can kind of If we made you mad, we gonna get you back on this last part. Probably not, but fuck it.
Jesus Christ, my nigga.
No.
That's why.
All right, so before we cut off, you was talking about Lucifer, which is a lot, which a lot of my family don't like the fact that I have a lot of Luciferian beliefs, values.
Right.
And the thing
Were
about it.
Were you a Luciferian at one point?
I still consider myself.
Hold on. So what's the difference between Jewish and Luciferian? Because you now identify as Jewish, right?
I mean, I never, I guess, identified. To be honest, let me tell you how that started.
Right.
We were at work.
Oh, that was just
And they wanted
bullshit.
To do Secret Santa. And so I don't want to celebrate Christmas. And they kept trying, well, you, everybody else, and everybody else. So finally, I said, I'm Jewish.
I hate you.
And you can't report that in HR. You can't. Is you know what I'm saying? If you deny me that right, I can go and you can lose your job.
You should have reported them for not respecting you that you don't.
But I did, but the thing was, I went so far out, I bought menorahs. Like all I didn't have was the yom
okay.
kippur. Like I had to.
That would have been some fun shit.
But I'm did like they decorated the desk. I put blue. Like I had blue like wrapping paper and put my
extra.
Hey, if I'ma tell you I'm Jewish. But that's the thing. When I did that though, because I know how people are, you know people are, they want to test you.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager, my boss at the time was white, and of course white people always they think they know. So I went and I studied the book.
And so but the king thing, asshole man.
But the thing about the thing that the reason that I stuck with you know, the Jewish views for a long time is because I looked at the, is it the tarot that they go by?
The tarot?
Yeah.
Never studied Jewish.
Okay. But theirs is like 200 rules and the commandments is 10. And the commandments are so vague, but theirs were very distinct. But it was, and the thing that I got from both, thing, and this is with every religion, if you think about it. Be a good person. That's pretty it. Much. That's and that's it. It. And so that's why the Luciferian came in. Because, you know, someone said it and I heard somebody say, evil. And so I'm like, no, let me go look. And that's the thing is people in the church, they don't know the difference between Satan and Lucifer. Lucifer was the angel. Satan was who the devil is. And so Lucifer, the reason that Lucifer and God got into it was because Lucifer was, he...
Didn't Lucifer want everybody to know?
Yeah, it was responsible, like, you're responsible for yourself.
Right.
So in Luciferian beliefs, you may have one belief, I can have another. You're allowed to have that belief, and I have to respect you.
Right. That's how it should be.
When it comes to sex... Long as you don't do kids or animals, there's not, you know,
right.
It's a part of growing. It's instead of sexual immorality,
mm-hmm.
it's sexual maturity.
Mm.
So, you
That's
know,
interesting.
I'm not a component of a traditional marriage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that that part resonated more with me.
Right.
But like I said, it's all about the person that you are. And the biggest thing is I can't judge you. Are down you because your belief is something else.
Right.
Now, if you want to know more about it and Luciferian practices, I can teach you, but I can't go try to recruit you.
Mm.
You know, like Jehovah's Witness, they come knock on your door. Mormons, they come on their bikes and it's like almost like they get a commission
right.
yeah.
on you joining. Luciferianism
and
is all
crazy.
About
they leave their whole families right, and just travels their whole lives and just come because I remember I invited a Mormon in the house because they were kept coming so I was like let's go let's
yo, I always
ain't nobody it, home
right yo, nobody's
I
here
make it so inappropriate when like one time they came and I was eating ribs I didn't even wipe my hands I was just like he was like hi how are you doing I was like you want to shake my hand now I'm like I got barbecue sauce And he was like, okay. But, like, I'm like, I remember my stepdad. He opened the door and he was on Ambien, so he don't know what. But, like, your church put you out there like that.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't, to me, that's stupid as far as just putting young people out there and saying that's how you, you know, you're supposed to be able to.
Yeah, I was like, dang. The dude was like, he left his girlfriend. And I was like, that's fucked up.
And they, it's almost like they become Amish.
Right.
Because, yeah. Like, you can't.
And then
can't
they
go,
room
like,
with
movies.
People they don't even know. And I was like, so y'all don't even got, like, music in
y'all
church?
They can't even
church?
Drink, like, tea.
I was like, how y'all supposed to get get jiggy with the Lord if y'all can't have music at the service? I was so confused.
Yeah. I feel like Christians are the same way because the teachings are more Paulinian type teachings, because most of everything that Christians believe, Paul taught that in Romans. And so it's like, I feel like a lot of times we get, again, versed in stuff that doesn't really matter instead of really understanding what we're reading and what we're getting taught from somebody. So
can I ask for a second? So I know that you went Luciferian and Jewish. Was there any other religions that you dabbled in?
No, because my biggest thing was the whole Jesus was a man.
Ooh.
And knowing that Jewish, they think of Jesus as just a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I said, okay, well, yeah, right. I can understand him being a prophet because there are many prophets.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as him being this savior, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. So that was Jewish was when that's what I started studying. But there, you know, I just can't do all the stuff. That, but, you know, but I'm frugal as a motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
But I do feel like Luciferianism, just because of the fact that it's all about being responsible for self.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's not a, you have to have an understanding. And I remember, like, I really didn't tell people that I was, because you automatically get that, you know, like, you believe in the devil.
Right.
So,
oh, you don't believe in God. Oh, yeah. I get that all the time.
Oh, you an atheist.
Yeah.
I don't know
if you be like, believe, even my sisters be like, I don't know if you believe in like God. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? When did I say that I never believe in God? It's like, Jesus ain't my savior. That's really just it.
Right.
Period. Jesus is not my savior.
And so it's like, that's what my thing is. You know, when people, it's like, no, I don't worship the devil.
Right.
But I'm not going to judge you for what you think, and I don't expect you to judge me.
It took a minute for me to get there, because I was ready to save everybody. It's like, no, you're wrong.
But see, that's their journey. I can't, and like I said, every religion is based on being a good person.
Yes.
So I feel like when we're all standing in that line on Judgment Day, it's going to be based on what you did as a person.
You think it's going to be a lie?
I feel like, man, I feel like people, I don't feel like you just die and you go up there. That's the only thing I
believe. So, do you believe in heaven?
I don't really. I think I believe more in reincarnation, man. I think there's going to be like a definite, like, where everybody goes. But I think and I know this is going to sound stupid when I first say it, but please come with me, like, go on this journey with me till I get to the end.
We did.
But I think life is like a video game. And what I mean is, when you play a video game, let's say you play, you know anything about Halo? Mario Brothers?
Yes.
Okay, Mario Brothers. So when you play Mario Brothers, you start off as Mario, but you're short. So you have a set of lives.
Mm-hmm.
And through going through this game, you get a mushroom that makes you bigger. You get the star. So you're, as humans, we're getting better in our next life. So when you die, it's almost like a saving point. So you're building with those attributes. So let's say in one life, I was like an athlete. I was strong.
I was a Mexican nigga at one point. I just always want to be Mexican, so, and I just want to be a man.
In that life, you know, you may be a LeBron James.
Right.
You know, you may be somebody who...
With a big dick.
Physically. What?
I said I want to be a man with a big dick.
But physically, that's where your attributes, big that's big where you put your attributes at.
Right.
So when you die, okay, that's it. You physically, that's, but then maybe your next life, you're a scientist or a doctor or a lawyer. You're smart.
We get it.
So you have to build, you're building basically yourself into a god.
Right. Yep.
And so I think that's when you transcend. Oh. That's when you level, like each life you're leveling up.
Okay.
But that's when you transcend to heaven or hell. Like I don't think it's a hell. I think you just keep, you just been dying and keep going because you ain't learned your lesson.
So what?
Like if you was a crackhead and you keep being a crackhead, you never gonna get to that next level.
I feel offended.
But we don't know what happened in that next life. They may learn from it.
Team Jesus, y'all. Whatever. What about you? What religious? I'm not fooling with you.
I told y'all to go with me.
I was there. I was there with you, right there. What did you study any other religions in Christianity?
Not really, because I knew that the basis of it was all the same. And so, you know, when I tell people, I really don't even talk to people about anything religion. I just
walk smart man.
Welcome to the show.
I walk around and pretend, and I just smile and nod when people start saying stuff. And plus, kind of with my profession, like, I always have to be, like, that person in the middle to be like, hey, you know, we can't do this. Or we
oh, yeah, because you work in human resources.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And so, you know what I'm saying? That's a good lane for me, you know what I'm saying? But in my personal life, I just, you know, I'm just here. Mm. I just listen to people, and that's it.
So you don't follow any type of religion right now?
Yeah, not at all. I wake up
you're
myself.
Just out here.
Yeah, that too. But I just
irresponsible religious whore.
Right, just out here.
I just believe in myself. That's it. And you know, that's it. Like I don't have anything like holding me or shuttering me. Like I wake up, I do whatever I want to, and that's just it. Like I don't have to worry about any like thing happening to me if I go out and. I don't know, have sex with four women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, God,
I'm
going to get you.
Exactly. I don't have to repent. I don't have to do none of that.
You just have a great day.
I'll just get better the next time and maybe do three the next time. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I just live my life. That's it. And I don't have anything, like, holding me down. So
as long as you're not hurting nobody.
Right.
Figure, yeah.
Right. And like you said, the core part of it is as long as I'm doing it in love, like, if I'm not disrespecting anybody and it's through love, like everything that I do, like the things that I do, like outside of work for people, like that's my gratification because I've been on my back before. And so what I do now with my life, I sow seeds into people and I help people. Mm. And so I feel like that's even bigger than religion, where I can help my people get a job. I see somebody on the street, give them a couple, like, you know what I'm saying? Like for me, that's enough. That lets me know that I'm doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
And so, you don't have to report that to anybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's my biggest thing is when churches do, it's newsworthy.
Right.
We do this in the community. Right. We do this. Like, the best charity is not spoken.
Jay-Z said the purest form of giving is anonymous to anonymous.
Exactly.
Boris.
Right.
Boris.
I mean, and that's why, like, even, you know, even like people, like, you know, they'll be like would you, like, my kids are doing this. Like, I don't have to tell the next person about it that I bought something for them. Right. Or I did this, you know, like, you know, such and such. I did this. I spent this amount of money. Right. Like, I can't stand that part of it is right. I'm going to tell you why I'm so good.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, I got to a place in my life where, because I remember I used to have to work like three jobs, bro. Like, for real. And then I got to a place where I could do things differently. And so, again, like, that's more gratification than me going to church and, like, giving $10,000, right? Mm-hmm. Or giving $20,000. And so, like, life is so much easier without religion.
Yeah. And, I mean, you got to think about, like, what if somebody who had money like that, and we gave $20,000 to this church.
Right.
Yeah, but LeBron gave $1 million for this school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You're doing something that's making a difference in people's life that don't have to be connected to this.
Right. Exactly.
And that's so much bigger because, like you said, love.
Right.
It's spreading that love to places that need it.
Right.
I'm not giving to you because y'all already got it. Right. Y'all are at peace in whatever you believe.
Right.
And I feel like the biggest disconnect with church is that, I know we talked about it earlier, is the community piece, is that, and this is just me, this is just my mind, we just need to get rid of all the churches and build community academies. and just grow our communities,
right?
Which would make way more sense, because there's such a big disconnect with people, like reality, what's really out there and how you really make it out here, opposed to what people are getting taught.
And so, that's the thing about our community. Right. Also, our ancestors practiced community. That, like, it didn't matter about whether you believed a certain thing or not. Right. We are community people. Exactly. We're benevolent people.
But if
people.
You notice smaller churches, that's like their vision at first. Mm-hmm. Right. And then when they grow, that community doesn't... That focus, it takes the back seat to... We have to have a bigger church. We have to have a bigger building, and we mm-hmm. have to have more members. Like, I think, especially for someone who that's their journey, a smaller, more intimate church is where you're going to get the fulfillment.
Right.
Well, and there are smaller churches. Like, I don't want us to, well, for me, in my experience, there are, like, I've been to larger churches. I've been to all different types of churches, and I've studied other religions too, like Buddhism and Yoruba with African. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna call them deities. They're Orishas. Like, we don't. I wish we would just get back to that core belief system of our ancestors. There are smaller churches that I've seen, like, help out their community of people, and they aren't just like just exploiting the people in the church and everything. So
and you won't know, you know, they'll give out, you know, they'll go to a school and give out book bags and lunch and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't know. Yeah. You won't see a WIS or News 19
yeah.
no camera. But let Bobby Wade do that.
Oh, God.
So what about you? Like, so you listed some of the other religions, like,
yeah,
did you follow any?
For my mom, after my mom died, I started studying Buddhism, and it resonated with me because I couldn't figure out, like, why.
Right.
Like, why? I saw this lady, like, suffer. I saw this lady, like, fight for her life and be in depression, and I was like, I don't understand why such a good... I was like, of all people, I was like, my daddy now. Like, my daddy out here raising all types of hell. Why you had to say my mama? Like, my nigga, like... get Jesus wrong on the person. Line, like, wrong fucking person. It didn't make sense to me. But then I started studying Buddhism, and I know one of the teachers in that karma, like, what goes around comes around, and karma is a Buddhist belief system. One thing they teach you about suffering, it's like you suffer when you're attached to things,
right?
So I'm sitting here, like, suffering, and I was like, this makes sense. It didn't. Okay, so the reason why I stopped with it, because I disconnected emotionally. I was like, I just wanted the pain to stop.
Right, 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 right.
Okay, so if I detach myself, then I won't feel the suffering. And they also teach you about, like, nirvana, like, this peace, like, heaven is not a place, it's a state of being.
Yeah, okay.
So you won't I wasn't looking for it outside of myself. And then I transitioned from that, because I was like, okay, emotionally I'm detached. Like, I still have to feel these emotions, even though I don't want to. The African like Yoruba with the different god, well, the different Orishas, like for Yamaja, Ogun, oh my God, I forgot.
I can't help.
Me
I know. But they're all different gods.
Who call us? Who wants to be a millionaire?
The Orishas are different. They're like gods of different things. Like, you have Yamaja of the seas and the ocean, and you pray. I start getting connected to
Yeah, I remember when you was telling me about, like,
yeah,
when I would have, you'll be like, get in touch with that.
Get in touch with nature. Because one thing that God did, I do believe that God created nature. And if you watch animals, you watch nature, everything has a cycle. Everything has a purpose and a space. And nothing on this earth besides humans try to compete and try to be other than what they are.
Right. But that's the thing. It says that in the Bible.
In the Bible,
that animals are to live among us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and like I said, hypocrisy is what we, you know, we grow to learn.
Yeah, I just finally kind of just, I study nature. Like, there's cycles. Even in the Bible, I learned that. There's a time and a place for everything. Like, people don't really take that into account. It's like, okay, and there's seasons. Seasons change. It's not on our time. Like, our time, the man time, the month, the days of the time, that's something that man created. God's timing is God's timing. There's a season for it. It might not be, our season may be, like, I just went through a karmic, it was hard. Just went through a karmic cycle where I was going through stuff that my ancestors was going through, and it was just like, it had to, the bloodline or the livelihood of this lesson had to be passed down to generations, and then I stopped it.
Right.
So, okay, we've learned that. I'm good now, so let's move on to something else. And that's what I believe in now. Like, I believe in, and I pray to my ancestors. I don't pray to anybody else. I believe in myself.
Right.
I am my savior. And when I need assistance, I look to nature. Like, today, you'll probably see on, like, social media, my little white legs out in, on the ground. I had to sit down and be grounded by the earth.
Right.
Because I was, like, flipping out per usual. But, yeah.
And I think that's one of the hardest things to remove from people in religion, for them to really know, like, for somebody to say, like, you are your captain, right?
I'm my savior.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You're the captain of your ship. And for them to, like, even think that, because you take that savior concept out of it, and it's like, because all of their lives, they wanted to see the savior and wait on the savior. But when you take that out, it's, for some people, it's like,
I it's mean, scary as
right.
hell.
It is.
Some people are really frightened it about is. Being accountable for their right. own life.
I think right. I think too is it's the fear of death.
Right.
Just like you said, what do
yeah,
I believe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think having faith that
once you experience
yeah, when
that,
I go, there's something after, like, death is one of people's biggest fear. And it, the thing is, you don't face it until it happens.
Right.
Yeah, well, you see somebody else do it. Because, yeah. like, after my mom died, I was, like, fearless. I was like,
and see,
oh,
that's
you
the thing.
Can't.
That was, like, when I had my heart attack. It was like, okay, now my mortality was tested.
Right.
So I'm going to have to live like I want to live.
Right.
You know, like, all right, family, whatever y'all think. Like,
right.
Okay, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't, you know, like, this is what I have to be me.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, no matter what happened, no matter what mm-hmm. you believe happened, no matter what my legacy is when I leave here is going to be that. So right. I need to be true to myself.
Yeah, right. And that's one of the best feelings, too. I know, like, we've all been through it. But mm-hmm. to actually walk through that door and be like, this is what I believe. And, like, I don't even fuck what nobody say. And then to be able to continue to go and grow throughout life. Like, that's an amazing, amazing feeling. And like I was telling Tashana earlier, it's like, no matter how I feel about anything, it's one thing that'll never change. My mama called me and say, I need some money. So all that other shit that she said about me and how she felt, it's out the window because mm-hmm. that is the driving principle. You know, once you get past, it's like, my mama can do something for you. Oh, maybe what you think ain't as bad as what I thought it was. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So the tone kind of changes, but that's one constant though. And like I said, you know, for me, when it really happened, and I just, like, was like, fuck everything. Like, I'm live my life. It was amazing. And I was able to see life differently. I see people differently.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing bothers me. Like, somebody could be like, oh, I had a bad day today. Oh, that's what's up. Well, you know what I'm saying? What happened today?
I don't know about nothing bothers me, but I feel you.
we can have certain conversations. And it's like my life is different because, like, it's whatever.
And I think being, I guess, free of that, I think it also teaches you not to judge.
Mm. Right.
You don't judge people
right.
for what they say. Like, if you see somebody drink, you don't say, oh, well, that's automatically an alcoholic.
Right. right.
Or, you know what I'm saying, you see a person who has a different, they're a bad person.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so you get to know people.
Right.
And you get to get new experiences.
You have an open mind. And,
yeah. And right. so you grow as a human.
Right.
May not be spiritually, but you grow.
Right.
In your personal, in your heart, in your mind, you grow. And you have these experiences that if you were
on this leash by this belief that you wouldn't be able to experience.
Right.
Just like there's certain family members that I have that haven't seen me perform because they're like, well, you're at a club and they serve alcohol. Okay, but Jesus drink wine too. You know what I'm saying? And just because they serve it don't mean you, I can't be around it.
What?
You know?
It's so crazy when I come back here though, like, I feel like I'm in like in a twilight zone, dog. Like, mm-hmm. It's like some of the beliefs here, like, you could go to North Carolina or Virginia, and once you get below and you get in South Carolina, it's like a whole nother world. Like, 7 o'clock, the liquor store closed. Like, I'm like, what?
That doesn't.
We got drive-through liquor store.
It controls the laws.
That's a 11. Whole other podcast right there.
So, but that goes back to the whole mindset and how, you know, again, this being the Bible Belt, how that has influenced so many things, not only just, you know, how we walk, how we talk, education, like everything across the board. And mm-hmm. So, I guess it's just, it's crazy, man.
I like that when you're right about the whole, like, it's free and you stop judging people. Because, like, my dad, I've said in the podcast before, my dad struggled with addiction. And I know when, like, sometimes during when he gets his money, he disappears. The family knows. It's like it happens. Like, but I think I'm the least, like, fazed by it now. Because I'm like, that man is, whatever he's going through is so hard that he can't cope with it.
You said, something happened in that house.
Yeah, something happened in that household where he can't cope with it. So I'm like, let the man go blow his check. If y'all want to get some, get it while he before. Y'all better get it before the first because you already know what time it is. Right. My grandma, she gets so upset about it. And I get now, especially, well, she says she's not upset, but she talks about it all the damn time. About how he'll go missing and how he'll do this and that. And I'm like, and I even told him, I was like, yo, do what you got to do. Because life is fucking hard. If anything, the earth realm is the hell. Like, right. All these damn, we're in hell. Hell can't be too much worse. Right. Like, if hell ain't got no bills and no baby daddies, I want to go there. Like, I'll be the first one there.
But I think, and this is very, to me, I find it very interesting because of, we're all black. You know, this,
right,
we
right.
see each other. We right. have a conversation.
Right.
But we are the most religious people right. in America. And being that we judge people so much.
Mm-hmm.
But just like you know, two of my closest friends are white.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both born-again Christians. Their love for me, their hanging out with me, is never influenced by the fact that I don't believe what they believe. And I think with our race, is we lose out on people who are good people
right.
because they don't have the same belief and we view them as bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand it, to be honest.
Until they find out Pastor be drinking too, though.
or fornicating with the right. little boys in the back of the church.
Right. Exactly.
But that's the thing. Story. It's like for people, you know, white people judge us. But when it comes to that faith, no, they don't.
Right.
It's they just, bet not. All this shit that they never put us through.
But it's just like we are so
we're our wound worst
up in, yeah, we are so wound up in this enemy. this man
social construct. Yes.
Yeah, that you know is we have blinders on sometimes,
right?
You know, and
oh my God, that's why dating I can't date. I can date a Christian if the Christian
let's
is.
Get into that part, okay.
Oh my God. I can,
yes, I got some stuff.
Yeah, I can only date people that are open-minded. I dated someone that was a Jehovah's Witness, and I remember I had a book of, this is in my Yoruba and my face. Like, I had a book of magic, and he wouldn't even open he wouldn't hold the book. Like, he wouldn't, like, physically hold it. I was just holding it. Like, look at the first page. And it was the first, very first page was talking about the connection between miracles that God and Jesus perform and magic. Like, what is the difference?
My mom had a book like that, and she would always try to throw it away. But then it would show up back in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, what is this devil? I would just take it out.
You the damn devil.
You the damn devil.
You the damn devil. Like, yeah, he wouldn't even hold the book and everything. No, it was so, it was like, and I was like, are you serious? And I always felt like I wasn't able to, like, because spirituality, I am spiritual. That is me. Like, I can't, like, separate my spirituality from anything. Like, I am the church. I am the God. I am, like, yes, I am a God. Twitter, Victoria the God. Like, yeah, I'm the God. Big G, M-F and G. Right. You can't, like, I can't separate that. So I always felt like I had to hide that part of me because he felt like it was, like, demonic until, like, I started showing, like, this is the same. We kind of believe in the same thing. I'm just not judging you about what you believe in and the differences and everything.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, I know, for me, like, dating. It's like, you know, I meet somebody, I'm just like, eventually I got to tell her.
Right.
But this is my thing. We're all young. We know the world that we live in.
Right.
If premarital sex is such a sin, but it's so normal as a dating ritual, how can you judge me as far as what I believe in when you're sinning based on your church?
Thank you.
Well, it's because this is higher. This is higher than
because we're
sex is down here and the Bible is up here and what I believe in is up here.
But if it's up there, then that needs to be the most important.
Sins
you need
are
to follow.
Equal. Yeah. Like, you can't just say, I sin differently. That's
exactly.
Mean, like,
sex is just sex, though, you know. But when we talk about longevity and, you know what I'm saying, I want you to meet my parents. I don't want no nigga in front of me telling my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how women think. It's like, because I've been there. It's like, I don't want you to meet my dad because I don't want you to tell him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So it's just.
Oh, we have to explain this. You and I remember. Oh, my awkward. I was telling my I met my ex's grandmother and Jehovah's Witness, and she was like, I was telling her about my mom, and I was like, I don't know how we got on religion, but I was telling her about how I believe in reincarnation. My mom's spirit is always with me. I'm
always
good.
Right.
And she was like, she outright told me, nah, your mom dead. Like, shit, that ain't your mama.
Damn.
That's the devil talking. I was like, well, damn, bitch. Like, I mean, excuse me, not bitch. Oh, no, I still have so much respect for her. Let me, like, not say that. But, damn. Like, you ain't had to eat me alive like that?
Right. And again, like people don't want to have to explain that. I remember, like, talking to my other ex's uncle. Like, he took me down in the basement. And he, you know what I'm saying? So we talking. So I'm thinking, like, right, I'm thinking, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? He on the same page. Get back. Oh, this nigga's like, leave that nigga.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's what he told her.
And see, that's one of the biggest things is it's about how it looks. Just like you right. said, they don't want to
yeah.
explain it.
Right.
It doesn't have to be explained.
Right.
You know, like, even
your,
in my relationship.
Your spirituality is your personal
yeah.
experience.
In my
it's personal.
In my relationship now, it's just something that we don't discuss, to be honest. And to
pineapples.
Me,
right.
But, but, I mean, to me, I feel like there should be a conversation. Like, I should be able to express how I feel. Without, if that's your faith, if your faith is that strong, then we should be able to talk about it.
Right.
But I think a lot of things about what Christians do in relationships is they think that they can change your mind.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, well, can we go to church and do this? It's like, no, that's not.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not going
can
to
we, you know, or can we do Easter? Like, no, why would I go on Easter? That's we're celebrating somebody I don't really believe in. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the fact of, if you're in a relationship with somebody, they have to be open-minded.
Have to be.
Or it's just going to be something that's not discussed.
And so I was in a relationship, right? And so I was the one where they'd be like, oh, you want to do this? You want to go to church this Sunday? Sure, I'll go. But then they would be the one to be like, you don't mean nothing anyway. It's like,
you knew that?
Nigga, I'm going to church.
I said I'll go.
Why are you doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're putting the barriers between us. Like, I'm open to whatever it is that you want to do because I've been there, because I lived that life. Mm. You just starting this whole Christian journey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've been there. Damn near sleep at the church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that's the disconnect too. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when you start dating, it's hard with those steps because there's some people who they just like, nah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I changed my mind. I can't date a Christian. No, because a lot of dudes think that, like, there's this superiority complex about them. Right. They're the God complex, and I ain't got time for it, because if anything you can do, I can do better. Like, that's right. My belief system. Like, if you're a God, so am I.
Right.
If you want to get worship, so I need that, too.
I just say this. Don't be putting Marilyn Love Me At My Best or Take Me As I Am if you're not going to take me as I am.
1,000%.
I agree.
You know, and I feel like people make church so much an important part of their relationship. And
that's cool for them.
The majority of marriages don't work out anyway.
Right.
But, you know.
About a 50-50.
Yeah, so I think, like, you need to concentrate. Yeah, if that's what you both believe and you both want
to
be part of that.
You need to have somebody that's equally yoked.
Yeah, but you going need back to the Bible. You need to be able to understand your partner. Some and what I mean, that's just relationship.
Right,
you know
yeah.
Just if that's what they need. If you need to go to church, go. But I can't be that
person. I need to be meditating in the morning and doing my yoga.
You go to
sitting out in the yard and on
the grass. But know that the way that I follow my journey is not going to be that. So respect that way as well. Now, if you want to have closeness, and you want if you ask me to do that, then you got to do something with me.
You know I'm not willing anymore to do it.
No, I'm just saying there's a compromise in that.
And
I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying.
That's why I'm not
I'm saying either you can like separate, but either we do separate, or if we're going to, you have to give and take.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My thing with it was, though, I would go just because I knew that, like you said, she needed that. Like, you know what I mean? She needed that.
And you wanted to support your partner.
I just wanted to support because, again, I've been through that. I know the... I'm saying what the preacher's about to say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm on that level as far as knowing, like, how it works.
Yeah.
Right. And so, at the end of the day, like I said, it's just the other part of it. It's just, it hurt me because it was like she wasn't trying to, like, be there. Like, the way she took it as far as, like, making jokes about, oh, you don't believe in that? Like, oh, all right. Like, so what what are you saying? Like,
I hate that.
I already know that already. Yeah. So, but I'll support you though. That should be the only thing that matters is that I support you, and that should drive our relationship. Not that your uncle or your mom or your cousin mad because they know what I believe in, but I still support you. That's all that should matter anyway, me and you. But that's the tough part about dating, man. So that's why I got that $40.
But see, and that's
wait,
how like.
Inside joke with,
but that's like how me and Tashana like how we work.
Right.
We spent our first Christmas together this year. You know.
Congratulations.
But the I told her I will give you this. You know, like that's her big holiday is Christmas. So I said I will give you this one, and I'll give our kids one. So I did everything.
Oh,
you know, but she knows that. My beliefs, like, that's not going to be, yeah, you know, the presents thing, whatever. I've always, that was the only reason that I even went to my family's during Christmas, was I like to give to the kids and see their reactions. Once my grandma passed and I saw, like, the show, the show of it where, you know, I'm going to buy this, and this, and we going to put it on Facebook, but then I don't like you, so I'm going to buy you, I'm going to get it. I got a Crown Royal bag. Not a Crown Royal in it, just a bag in a box. That's when I was like, you know what, this is some bullshit.
I remember
but,
that.
Put your ones in, Drake.
But it was just like, you know, it was, you know, I don't, and I gave her that as a compromise. But she knew that me saying Merry Christmas was not going to happen because that wasn't my belief. Don't. Whatever I put out there, you know what I'm saying? You can't. But
see, with Christmas, my mom wasn't religious. When I look back on it, my mom was very spiritual. She believed in roots. She believed in, like, feng shui. She was, like, very spiritual person. And Christmas was just family time.
Right. Yeah, and that was the reason that I,
after I
changed my beliefs, was I went because it was one of the biggest times. You know, all of our family was there. And, you know, the kids that were in college came home, you know, so you got to see everybody, got to laugh with everybody. And so it was like, you know what, I'll shut up. I won't make any jokes about it, you know. But,
that's very
you know.
Hard.
That's how you got to
But no, I mean, you know me. I'm
like, yeah, that was hard for you initially.
But
like,
at the same time,
I'm going to chill out.
But at the same time, when I'm there, it's the family, so it's
not even about
yeah. And so... that's the only reason that I ever supported that. Like I said, that last where I just was like, this is some bullshit. Like, that's when I stopped. But, you know, like, Easter, like, don't call me for that.
Yeah, don't call me for Easter.
You
he
know,
arose.
My thing is, what?
It's a he arose.
Mm-hmm. But
that's that voodoo.
But like, you know, that
voodoo magic right there.
And my thing is, even like one Jesus, Christmas, bro, like I came up with this idea of instead of doing it just but I'm for the Christmas, one that's gonna say like that. Do it every month,
right?
You know, because that's basically what the church was supposed to be. It was about building a community. So everybody not gonna go to church. At least get together somewhere else.
Right.
At somebody's house. At somebody's restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So my biggest thing that I was my sacrifice of holding my tongue was because of family.
Right.
You know, and so like I said, with relationships, that's gotta be, are you, you know what I'm saying? Are they willing to not get on you for the relationship, and are you willing to say, you know, that's stupid that you believe in,
right?
You know, and so exactly. If you can't, or if you find somebody who's not willing to do that with you,
right,
it's very hard for you to sustain a relationship that way.
Right.
Like, you got to know that I'm on when the moon comes out, when the new moon, I'm setting my crystals outside. You gonna be all right with me setting my crystals out. You got to be all right for me to go to my altar and pray to my ancestors and talk to them and put flowers and whiskey on my altar. So
I'm sorry, whiskey?
Yes. Okay, so I pray to my ancestors, right, and right. I believe that my ancestors, yes, respect. And my respect and honor. And my ancestors, they were human too. They got their vices.
Right.
Like, I put a little buttery on the altar, get a little whiskey, they got coffee, food. I give them everything that they would have liked when they were here. I give them to them. I have an altar. It's really just a table with my pictures of my ancestors, my mom, my grandmother, my grandfather, my great-grandmother,
right,
all of them. And then I honor them, but I still shower them with presents and stuff. When they mad at me, I got to clean up my little altar because it gets dirty sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
My whole thought process on that, as far as, like, praying and, like, manifesting stuff, like, mm-hmm. I just, you know what I'm saying, like, I just say certain things, and like when I'm thinking about like what I want to do in 5 years or what I want to do in 3 years,
mm-hmm.
like that's how I kind of manifest my stuff. As right. far as, you know, I don't like get on my knees or like do an altar or anything.
Yeah.
Like I just say certain things.
But
that
think
I need.
About the what you're doing there.
Right.
You're basically telling yourself what you're going to do.
Right.
When you pray, you ask God to do these things.
What Erica Badu said,
faith without
I
works.
I believe that I was a God when I started praying and I only heard my voice. Like,
but I'm saying, just like they say, faith without works. Like, you can't right. just say, God, please let me get this. What? You got to apply for the motherfucking job. Right. You have to show people at the job you have now that you deserve that.
Right.
You know, if you're praying for a good man, you can't put whole shit out there on Facebook.
There's no such thing as a good man or
but I'm
a good
just
woman.
Saying, when you, if you're praying for the person that you want, you can't put a different person out there.
Right. You got to align yourself with what you want. You got to be able to receive right. it. And that's manifestation. That's still Christianity. Everything that I do now is from the basis of Christianity. Even though I don't subscribe, it's really the basis because I don't get on my knees and pray. I kneel at my altar to put the stuff on there, and then I thank my ancestors. I still believe that there's a higher power, there's a God, nature, and universe, that everything works in my own favor. Like I don't need the extraness. I don't need that. I don't need that.
So, last question. I pretty much know the answer. Do any of y'all see yourselves going back into Christianity?
No. No.
Hard no from you?
Hard no.
Hard no.
So I'm going to go with no. I could be like on my deathbed today or tomorrow, and I wouldn't go back.
Okay. I feel like I think the most I would do is probably like if my wife, like if we had kids, just to put structure in their life at a younger age, I might go to church, but it would be for the structure, not for
when
that
part.
When
you say structure, though, could you dive a little deeper
into right,
the structure piece?
Just because, you know, like, I wouldn't want my kids to just be like, mommy does this with us, but daddy don't do nothing.
Mm.
Like, we have to, like, my biggest thing with family, that's like, my biggest thing with family, like, spending mm-hmm. time. So, if we're going,
oh,
like,
that's your love language, quality time.
but I feel like, you know, if like, you know, I go to see my kids play sports, I don't want to be the one rooting them by myself. Like, I feel like their mom should be there too. And so if she's going to take them to church, I feel like we need to be there. So that would be the only reason that I would.
So you would join the church too?
No, I didn't say that. I said I would go.
The kids going to make you join the church?
No, they won't, because they're not going to join until they're old enough to decide that's what they want to do. And we would have a long discussion with that. I got baptized when I was 12, and I did it because of my cousin. He was doing it. He was my big brother, and I believed in whatever he believed in.
That's how that's what your kids going to be, too. They're going to believe in what their friends believe in.
But we're going to have a conversation. Like I said, you're not... A baptism, to me, even though I don't believe in Jesus, I'm not going to have you... Because in the eyes of everybody else that's watching, that is a big decision.
Right.
So I wouldn't want them to make that type of decision without knowing exactly what that means.
Yeah, I have kids, and I didn't feel the need... I did get my oldest son baptized. I didn't feel the need to, after a while, like, engulf them in the type of rituals that we did when I was a child. Me and my kid's father, we were kind of aligned. I don't know what happened in, like, maybe a year or so ago. Him and his wife went on this other tangent. But I was always like, no, my kids can believe whatever they want to believe. Like, my youngest son, he's very spiritually inclined. Like, he... is connected. He's an old soul. He's been here before, and he believes in God and Jesus, because I think he was in like kindergarten or pre-K or something. His teacher was heavily into Jesus, and she was like praying with them, and they sung. And
see, that's my.
At first I was like, "What the fuck?"
Right.
But then I was like, "Okay, if he's interested, I'm going to support my child, because I know that the relationship with God is." I get it, yeah. I don't want, like, because his stepmom was like, because my son came, I guess he went over there and was talking about Jesus at his dad's house, and his stepmom called me and was like, on some, we don't believe that, and all that. I'm like, first of all, my son is 7. he doesn't know, he's only repeating something that heard.
My child, I would not destroy, just like, you know.
Have
like
you ever seen The Life of Pi?
Yes.
I love that
movie. No, I eat pie, but, like, my bad. I just didn't see it.
But. No, well, the story is about this little boy that he was Hindu. He grew up I don't know the proper term. Hindu, maybe?
Hindu.
Oh, they're Hindu. And he got curious and, like, went to a church one day and saw Jesus. So he started researching.
You don't think about the one where he was in the boat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's like a part when he was in the boat.
Yeah. Okay. So, but did you realize, like, the whole story is about a spiritual journey? You have to watch it again.
You
have to. It's very deep. It's very, very deep. But he researched. He was a Christian. He was Buddhist, and he liked the Muslims because he liked the devotion of them praying every day at certain times. And he liked Christianity because Jesus was a savior. Yeah, Jesus, but his father was like, why, if you're dabbling in all these religions, how can you be devoted to one of them? How can you say you're a Christian or a Muslim and everything, but because you're dabbling? And he was like, no, I take parts from every one of them. And he ended up being Catholic.
That's what I would, like, if my children ever came to me and was like, well, Daddy, I know we go to church, but what do you believe in? I would tell them, okay, Daddy believes in this. But Daddy's not going to tell you not to believe. That's your journey.
Right.
You know, like my mom, when she told me, I was raised this.
Right.
You know, and when we was married, your dad, da da da. But I can't tell you what to do, because in my growing up, I've got older and found out that wasn't right for me.
Right.
So that's what I would do with my child.
Yeah, but I just don't like the whole teacher part, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? There's a separation. Like, what you believe, and that's just like a teacher. Anyway, like, you only teach... for the next level. You don't teach your kids that you have in first grade for sixth grade. You don't do that. You teach kids for the next level. And so if that's your job, whatever you believe at your house, you leave that shit at your house.
Right.
And let me handle my kids a certain way And then I don't need you praying.
And see, my brother,
he Honestly,
I wasn't upset because I want him to find his own way. My but, son, 8-year-olds, he still believe in Jesus.
But
he
my brother, he went to school and his he did a thing where he what?
I don't believe in Jesus.
I'm like, you didn't go to school. Oh, but no, but he his like junior year, he started working with kids because he was gonna be a teacher. Mm. And he realized that, like you said, he couldn't go by the book because he didn't believe what was in the book. He was, and not saying that he was going to teach them about God or whatever, but being a black male, history is, you know, is written by the white man. So he was,
I would have to tell. That's his story, not my story.
He said, I wasn't going to go by a curriculum. I was going to teach them what I know.
Right.
And so he decided, yeah, that's not going to be, because that's not, that is a job.
Right.
And I'm not capable of doing that job. I have to do what's
my purpose.
Yeah. And so he didn't. And like you said, it's not for that person. Right. You're supposed to teach me what 1+1 is. Mm-hmm. Not where I was supposed to go when I die.
Like, right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's the hardest part about anything in life, you know, in careers and life is like, in your mind, it's like, this is what I want to do to save the world. Mm-hmm. But then when you get there, it's like, nah. So you got to do this. You got to go this way. Right. You got to go that way. So it's nothing is like that. And so, like, that's been the beauty of my journey and to be able to see other people's journey, too. And to be able to connect with people like you and Victoria who have different journeys, but we can all interconnect, like, each phase. Like, everybody was connected through death. You know what I'm saying? Like, death somehow changed all of us. And so, to be able to meet people that way, it's an amazing feeling. And so I feel like a lot of times in life, we kind of lose sight of that too, about how many good people there are in the world.
Mm-hmm. Who don't have the same belief.
It's okay though. Like, it's okay because I learned something from Victoria and I learned something from you today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like that's the disconnect between like religion where it's like, it's almost like they don't want to learn nothing else. Right.
And that's the thing. That's like when you look at somebody who, okay, let's say I meet you and, you know, you're cool. Like me and you, we like video games. You know what I'm saying? We like playing laser tag. But then you say, well, I voted for Trump. Now, do I decide that I don't want to be your friend? Because you voted for somebody that was
right
for your purpose, for your interest.
Right.
That's the same thing as a religion. That's what's good for you, but I can't not fuck with you because you decide that that's what's good for you.
Right.
And so I think in the
end, if I choose not to fuck with you, then that's what it is.
But it doesn't have to be for that one reason.
Yeah,
it's because you're a shitty person.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think. I think religion is one thing that divides us
instead of bringing us together.
Yeah. And so I think the purpose of this whole show is we've had a discussion.
Right.
And at the end of the day, all of our journeys were different. We don't even have the same beliefs now.
Right. Right.
You know, but we all respect each other.
Exactly.
We're going to worry about, when y'all leave here, I'm going to worry about y'all getting home safe.
Right.
And I think that's what we need to concentrate on is not judging people based on what you feel is right. But judging people based on what that person is, like who that person is at heart.
Still Christian values, but I don't know.
What I mean, it's the values of every religion there.
Yeah.
You know,
all the 40, what, the almost 3,000 religions?
Oh, my.
Probably more than that. You know what I'm saying?
So, love is my religion.
Right.
Let's end love on that. Love. Love. Diddy's AKA name. Love.
Brother Love. Wikipedia.
All right, so our spotlight is this week someone who, like us, is
a Sagittarius.
But also has a certain level of ratchetness and righteousness within him. So go ahead, Victoria.
So our spotlight this week is DMX, Earl Simmons. He was born on December 18, 1970, and he was better known as his stage name DMX. He's an American actor and rapper. He began rapping in the 1900s. My nigga.
Columbia.
I'm sure he's reincarnated. His name is Dark Phoenix. That's where he come from. I can't. In the early 1990s, my God. And releases debut album is Dark and Hell is Dark and Hell is Hot in 1998 to both critical acclaim and commercial success, selling 251,000 copies within the first week of release. He released his best-selling album, And Then There Was X, in 1999, which included the hit party single Party Up in Here. Yo, that song is, first of all, it's typical Sagittarius. Like, when we get pissed the fuck off, you gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here.
Up in here.
If I'm gonna give it to the cowards, and it's gonna be quick.
Right. since his debut, DMS has released 7 studio albums. He's been featured in films such as Belly, Romeo Must Die, Exit Wounds, Cradles to the Grave, and Last Hour. In 2006, he starred in the reality TV series DMX Soul of a Man, which is primarily aired by the BET cable television network. In 2003, DMX published a book of his memoirs entitled Earl, the autobiography of DMX. DMX is phenomenal. You should, if you haven't heard any of his prayers, you should definitely get your soul quenched.
And DMX is, to me, he's the definition of a human being who just won't stop. Everybody's seen his quote unquote fall from grace, mm-hmm. but he's one of those people who, no matter what, he still has the respect.
I don't know. Yana Van Zandt, she won't even fuck with him. Like,
but
that.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
beloved.
But I'm saying, like, he ain't trying.
Think about, like, this, like, other rap artists, like, how they fell off.
Right.
Like, their whole catalog will fall off with him.
Not DMX.
All of his albums are still, like, people still say, oh, yeah, that was one of the top albums back then. Like, his work speaks for itself.
Right.
And you can, it's, even if he came back now, it's like, you can't count him out.
Well, I don't know. The way music is now, man, it's so much music.
I'm telling you,
like,
dog.
I can't even keep up. I'll be going on Spotify, I'd be at the 100,000 new people on that motherfucker.
I say one thing before. You can be at any concert.
Right.
And I swear to God, if you heard It's Murder, knowing that Ja Rule was about to come out, you would lose your mind for 11.5 seconds before you realize this is Ja Rule. It's the way that he touched you when he was out, man. X cannot be denied, man. So that's our spotlight.
Whole city going crazy. Top 5, no debating. Top 5.
All right, so y'all know what time it is. Top 5. So, for our top 5, to go with the theme of the show, we didn't want to, like, just end like this in the whole Christianity. No. But we just want to, like, list our top 5 things that we, our values, or lessons that we took from our Christian upbringing. So, Victoria, let's hear your top 5.
Yeah, like I said, Jesus is not my savior, but there are still, because I grew up in Christianity, there are still values that I go by today. Number 5, devotion. I learned, like, rituals. I learned how to be committed to something that I believed in and kept working at it and how to incorporate it in my everyday life. Like I said, I remember going to church all the time, like, and we did everything. And now I don't, like, even though I don't go to choir practice and all this stuff, but I still devote my time and my energy into working on my spiritual journey. It's never ending. It's always evolving, and it's always learning the lessons and moving forward. Number 4 is that we are family. Like, I know I'm pro-black, bliggity black, but I also believe that we are one human race. Like, these are my brothers and sisters.
White people is aliens.
Caucasians.
I think that they're mutated versions of us.
Like albinos, almost.
I think albinos is a little closer to us than...
You know what I'm saying? like, they're the ultimate albino.
They're, yeah. Ultimate mutation. Like, if you... And I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
That's a podcast for another day.
No, because you have white friends, and I don't want to be offensive.
They love me.
That's the first. I don't want to be offensive. yeah, right?
That's why they're my friends, because they know I'm the best.
Okay, but, yeah, and my sister's half white, but I love her anyway, but that's neither here. This is, when the white people think, I have a black friend, I have a white sister.
I could never be.
I mean, I'm
I could never be, not like white people. I have a white sister, you know?
I've been into white girls.
Oh, dive deeper.
That's what she said.
Yeah, we are family. Yeah, we are family.
Y'all know we don't edit this shit out.
We don't. So we don't. But back to, yeah, we're family. We are, I see people as equals. Like, nobody is, I'm not better than anybody, but I damn sure am a better person than some of y'all motherfuckers. Like, because I do good and I don't try to, be shiesty and shit. Where am I at? Three, God is within me. That should be night one. I am a God. Period. Kanye said, I am a God. Y'all. Yeezus was my album. So I know I get distracted, but Yeezus.
Was that the one, the clear?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That. If you go back and listen to that shit, gems.
I like Life of Pablo because it was right between the righteousness, but it was still the old Kanye. It was a great mixture.
Yeah.
Mm. It took me the second time to listen to it, but. And then the I Hate Kanye shit.
Yeah, I'm not.
Where you can be like that about yourself.
My head turned to my head. Y'all can't see my head turn to this beat. And that's why with even Trump and stuff, I see people I said when Trump won, I was like, well, I know that I can do anything because this motherfucker ain't got no experience. He ain't got no wherewithal to be somebody talking about president.
He got
so,
no tact.
No, nothing. That inspired me.
He said, I grabbed a pussy.
So fuck you mean I gotta not say what the fuck on my damn mind. I gotta stop cursing. Nigga, man, shit. Yeah, so I see people as equals. even Trump. Trump is Jesus Christ is my nigga, Trump is my nigga. Even though I don't fuck with Trump like that.
Some niggas we just gotta pray for.
I mean,
I just wish you well.
For real. Forgiveness. That's my next one. Forgiveness. The church taught me to forgive people that are, to a fault, I've forgiven people. What I've learned now is just, I don't forget. Fuck that. The forgiveness is for myself. I forgive me. I don't forgive you for fucking me over. Fuck you and anybody that look like you. And, yeah, but I forgive myself. I'm learning self-forgiveness because a bitch be tripping sometimes. Number one is to do unto others as you want them to do to you. The golden rule. Treat people like you want to be treated.
Right, ladies. Oral is both ways.
Most definitely. That's right, niggas. Oral is both ways.
What that mouth do?
If you're not giving, you're not getting. It's equality. I'm all big on equity, not equality. Because sometimes, if I'm on my period, you can't give me head.
You can walk through mud or something like that.
Hell no, not doing that. That's getting niggas all kind of crazy.
How it go, you can walk through mud.
I don't know.
Teach me something. Teach me
I'm
something.
I'm quicksand.
Teach me something real quick, brother. That's another podcast.
My mama said stop at red lights. I don't know what.
Yeah, so that's equity. That's equality is to give head for head, but no, the equity in it is okay, yeah, you might get something today.
Yeah, you do real good, and then when that stops,
So you do into others that you want done.
You just ring jet when they do it.
And if you don't want me to fuck with you, don't fuck with me, because the petty in me is just it's ridiculous.
Sagittarius, we are.
And then we black out, and then you be like, damn, I done fucked up everything.
Nigga, you remember I told you I waited a whole day just to say one line.
we too petty, y'all.
We're too excessive. When we say big, we go big or go home, we say that literally.
Enormous.
Literally, we go big and go home.
John, the former Baptist.
Yes. So this is coming from the perspective of after religion as my top five, like how I am now. So I'll do peace, understanding, self-realized, love, and evolution. So the understanding piece is kind of like what Victoria was saying. Sorry, I'm going to call you Vic.
Oh, no. That's my nickname, too. Okay, you good.
All right.
I just can't call her that all the time.
Oh, okay, got you. yeah, understanding.
Put some speck on my name.
Where your goons at?
I am the army.
but the understanding comes from just understanding me, self-realize, just realizing and keep flowing that good energy within myself. When it comes to everything, basically everything that we touched on, love, of course, that's across the board for everything. Mm-hmm. And then my evolution to where I am now and where I want to continue to go.
So it's not like evolution is like man came from monkey.
Right. No. My evolution and where I am and where I'm going to continue to go.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was nice.
I had to check him when he said evolution. I didn't know. Next podcast.
I'm not even going there.
My number five is strong conviction. Because even though I don't believe in Christ, I do respect people who have a faith that that is challenged.
Right.
Like I have an aunt who will watch, what was that, the Mona Lisa movie that Tom Hanks was in?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But she's not a, like, she will watch stuff or she will listen. She will interact with things that aren't necessarily going to be what she's been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And, but her faith is strong enough.
That she won't be swayed.
Yeah, that she won't bend. And so that's what I took as well. Not the faith in that, but in myself. If I believe I have something, I'm going to be behind that fully. So it's taught me not just in, you know, like I said, not in religion, but anything that I believe. If I believe that I'm justified and I'm right in something, right, you're not going to bend me.
Mm-hmm.
You just like we're sad to say, you have to bring us facts.
Right.
So I took that, you know, as being, you know, if you're going to challenge me, just know that you're not going to win. You know.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, that's the movie. Yeah. And then she even said it was, and this is the thing, she even said that it was a good movie.
Right.
It just didn't sway her. Yeah. You know. So like number four was community, which, you know, a lot of, even with each of our stories, it was family churches. So the church was where a lot of your immediate family was, but it was also people that were, you met your play cousins or people you went to school with who lived in the area. And so
I didn't get it, partner. Yeah.
But, oh my god, y'all gotta help.
But that was
right,
that
along was, with me.
But that's one of the good qualities I think of smaller churches.
Already in there. That's where she at.
But smaller churches, they try to do a lot in their community.
Right.
So like I just believe in giving back to where you're from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, yeah. So I and that works with anything. Anytime I leave a place, I want to leave it better than it was when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, something where I was doing things with kids, whether it be my job, you know, mm-hmm. you know, I will go to another department with that in my mind, is I need to make this place better, right, before I go somewhere else. I need to improve it.
Right.
And then number three is giving / service. Charity, giving your time.
Mm-hmm.
I posted, you saw the post with John Cena I did today, where even through now,
he went. Surprisingly, I was not on social media as much as I usually am.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
Tell
me. But this group, you know, I'm into wrestling, so this group that I'm in, they posted a picture, and John Cena had went to this child's house who had, he had a life-threatening disease.
Mm-hmm.
So he had his gloves on, his mask on, and everything. But it's the fact that even through all of this, he's still out there giving kids make a wish. Like, this is their hero. And so I really respect people, and I really admire, like, the whole act of giving to people, especially the less privileged, who wouldn't have it, if if you wouldn't. So that was a big thing that I took out of it. And number two is love. God is love. But that's what they, you know, that's what they tell you. Let me do my list, nigga. But love, like, I really, and I know it's cheesy because it's the song, but I think love conquers all. I feel like with love comes respect and everything else.
That's a whole another podcast. I got a rebuttal to that.
But I'm just saying, like, when, you know, but I feel like, just like, I think with anything, if you love it, you will work on it. Just like if you love your job, you're going to be the best at that. Mm-hmm. Whether you know what I'm saying? So I feel like love is something that, it's a powerful emotion, and it can really make a difference.
True.
And then number one is the same at you, or what you had was doing to others. Mm-hmm. That's a golden rule, and that's pretty much the biggest thing that I took. And like I said, with the Luciferian, that's kind of the value that they have, and I just feel like the world, it would be a lot easier to understand people if we treated people how they treated us. Like, if you do me wrong, don't get mad. Ooh. Don't be like, I didn't understand why you did it. Bitch, because you did this to me.
Well, you know what I'm saying? My evolved thought on that is, like, some people don't love themselves. So, if you don't respect yourself, you not about to get this.
But that's karma. That's like, you get what you... But that's all in the base is you get what you give. So, you know, so when people don't fuck with me, I'm not going to fuck with you. So, it's not like do unto others. Like, I'm going to do everything, but whatever energy I get, I'm giving it back. Yeah, so
reciprocity,
I think that's with everything. Like with me and you, we text each other, we talk or whatever, and we check on. But if you don't check on me,
nigga, I ain't checking on you. You know, we cool though.
But you know, like I said, it's the golden rule, and it's my golden rule. And I'm petty like that, so it's gonna stick.
It's just that you're not looking for the smoke, but you'll bring the smoke if motherfuckers come with.
Who gonna check me?
Boo.
But we know this has been a long discussion, but we do appreciate y'all checking this out and listening to us. This has been something that we've been wanting to get with John with for quite a minute. Mm-hmm. He was very excited to do this podcast. We do appreciate you coming out, man.
Thank you.
No problem.
And as always, follow us on social media, Centaur Views on Facebook, on Instagram.
Be kind to yourselves and to others that deserve it.
And like Feeny says, do good. Peace.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.